This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, we got my family. So we got my dad, Abram Elam, my mom, Shayla Davis, and my little brother named Aiden Elam.
How old is your brother?
He's 11 years old. He's in fifth grade. Honestly, I just want them to just learn from me and just do better than me. Honestly, my dad did it for my uncle did it for me, my dad and my uncle did it for me. You know, just learn from their mistakes, and you know, I was able to, you know, just take that and run with it. Honestly, and I just want him to do the same with me. Yeah. Honestly, I'm just trying to learn as much as I can. Honestly, learn as much as I can, and you know, strive to have an immediate impact to help this team win. Honestly, that's my biggest thing. I just want to help this team win, and you know, the ultimate goal is winning the Super Bowl. So you know, that's my mindset right now. And the only way I can feel like I really feel like I can help this team is, you know, doing the little things right consistently. So that's something I'm gonna strive to do. I think it did it, honestly. You know, I think I sat down with my parents the night before signing day, and I put on the sales spreadsheet my pros and cons of going to University of Florida, pros and cons of going to Georgia, Miami and Colorado, and Florida had the most pros and least cons, so that's why I chose Florida.
Did they put the playbook on the plan?
I knew I was going to get asked that question, but they did it, honestly. They told me... you know, I'll have plenty of opportunity to learn and things like that. But I think I got it today, though. I got it today, though. So that's all that really mattered, though. So now I can, you know, strive to learn as much as I can so I can play fast and make plays and get the ball turned over for the offense to go score. So.
Why did you choose back to your choice of college?
Uh-huh. I think the benefit of doing it the way I did it was, you know, just making sure I made the right decision with as most time as possible to get as much, you know, information and as much knowledge from schools as possible. And, you know, I believe it benefited me a lot, honestly. And then what was the second question? I think there's no argument that the SEC is the best conference in college football. So, you know, being able to compete at a high level, win key matchups and things like that, you know, I think it will help a lot transition into the NFL. But everything is about what's earned here. You know, it's all about results at the end of the day, no matter what the situation is. So, you know, I'm just striving to just get better each and every day and just, you know, striving to learn as much as I can to help, you know, implement my game and, you know, help amplify the players around me as well and learn as much as I can from them too. So,
I think what Brandon Bean said last night specifically was because of where you played and against whom you played, NFL caliber talent.
Right.
Players that are now in the NFL. So along those lines, do you feel, you won't know until you're out there and actually – facing this level of competition consistently across the board, but do you feel prepared at this point to take this next step?
I believe I'm prepared, but I also believe I have to keep working, you know, because you're only as good as your last performance. So honestly, I don't believe in my past performance. You know, I try to put my best foot forward, and that's something I'm still learning, to put my best foot forward, you know, every time, you know, I step on that field. And, you know, I'm just striving to just continue to get better now through this process right now. And on the field, it's all about winning. So that's my biggest thing. And that could be the little things, if one-on-ones in practice, and that could be, you know, on the field playing whatever team we play that week. So. Right,
that's
most definitely.
Really elevated you going to the NFL, a rookie. How do you accept that challenge? Understanding, especially opposite Tre'Davious White, it happens often that the guy opposite just tends to get picked on one on one.
Yeah, so I'm just looking to earn everything I'm given. So, you know, being on that island, you know, I'm gonna feel confident. But at the end of the day, you know, I have to go prove that, you know, I can have an immediate impact in this league. And that's why I'm saying I'm taking the steps right now to strive to get better, chase self-improvement on a daily basis, and ultimately help this team win, and long-term goal to win the Super Bowl. So,
what do you think allowed you to be, along those lines, so good in press coverage, both like from a physical standpoint and a mentality standpoint?
First and foremost, I say mindset. You know, if you believe you're going to have a bad day, then it's going to happen. If you believe you have the ability to stick with this guy and, you know, ultimately take the ball away, you know, every single rep, then you can do it. So mindset, then I would say trusting in your technique, and then having the intangibles to go out there and do it and be able to run with the guys in this league and stop on a dime and things like that. I think first, like I said, is mindset and technique and then intangibles at the end of the day.
Kyrie, what did you know about the Bills before they picked you? Did you know much about the team?
Yeah, so I came with my top 30 visit, and I just felt something special. Like, as soon as I got off the plane, it was just something special about Buffalo, you know, that, you know, I could see myself, envision myself, you know, playing here and making a lot of plays. And that's something I'm going to strive to do. And, you know, I think, you know, everything happens for a reason, and it's God's plan for me to be here. So, you know, I'm trying to take my talent and run with it. Learning experience, honestly, I would say, I think it's a blessing to be here, and, you know, I'm just excited for the next step, the next journey in my life.
Kyrie, now, me and you spoke at the combine, and you was talking about how you modeled yourself after Darrell Revis, probably even be better than Darrell Revis.
Right.
You know, we also talked about, you know, you come to Buffalo, and soaking Trey White up like a sponge. How surreal is that moment right now?
For it to actually come true, I think, I believe, you know, it was meant to be. But, you know, everything, like I said, everything I expect to earn it, you know. It's no promises, no, I don't think just because I was drafted in the first round, I should be entitled to anything. You know, I think I have to earn everything that's given to me, and I'm sure I will, you know, and I'm super duper confident that, you know, I can help this team, you know, achieve the ultimate goal and win the games we're supposed to and win the games we're not supposed to. So I'm looking forward to it.
Have you talked to anybody off the team, and if so, what have they said?
Can you repeat that one more time?
I said, have you talked to anybody off the team so far? Has anybody reached out to you? If so, what have they said?
Yeah, so when I first came up in my top 30 visit, Tre'Davious White gave me his number. He told me to reach out to him many times, so I've been trying to pick his brain and learn as much as I can about the league. But now I'm trying to learn as much as I can from him about, you know, being a player and about Buffalo. So I'm sure I'm going to try to build that bond, our relationship, and just learn as much as I can from him. And I can't wait to meet the rest of the guys, but that's the only player I met in Buffalo.
I know your dad played here, I think I counted 5 different times. What has he told you about playing in Buffalo, about the city? What do you know about Buffalo?
He keeps singing the theme song. I'm trying to learn it. That's all I'm trying to learn it. But honestly, he said it was one of the hardest places to play. You know, I don't look forward to that. You know, I come from playing the swamp, and I feel like that was an advantage for us to play in that swamp. So I just can't wait to play, honestly. I just can't wait to get better and help this team win.
Speaking of your dad, you talked about how you acknowledge that you have to earn everything. Your dad had to earn everything because I believe he was a draft pick.
Right, right.
What do you get out of that, out of your dad's experience in having gone undrafted, and here you are a first round pick, and what do you learn from that, or what perspective do you gain from what your dad had to go through to where you are now?
My dad and my uncle are really essential in my life, you know. Big part of the reason why I'm sitting right here in front of you today, you know, being able to learn from their mistakes and learning things they didn't know at my age, just I think helped me in this process so much and throughout life and becoming a man. So, you know, I just would like to credit those guys and give them their flowers, because, you know, without them, without my mom, without, you know, my family members, I probably wouldn't be sitting in front of you right now. So. Yeah, you just gotta chase self-improvement on a daily basis, because, you know, what God gives, he can take away. So that's something I always try to take to myself when I get what I want or when I don't get what I want. So, you know, you can't get too high on your highs, too low on your lows. You just gotta stay mellow-headed, you know, get excited. There's nothing wrong with getting excited, but you can't. You know, you can't take a day off. You can't stop chasing self-improvement, because when you do, you know, you can find yourself getting replaced or even something happen to you. But, you know, I'm just striving to get better, learn as much as I can. Yeah. Am I prepared to play?
Yeah, what is going to, you know, have you thought about, you know, playing, you know, in the cold weather, you know, being in the SEC, you know, you've been playing in great weather, you know, I mean, year-round.
Yeah, so. I played in some cold games. Oh. Yeah, I played some cold games. You know, I'm definitely excited to play in cold weather, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to embrace any challenge, you know, the NFL throws at me, and, you know, and I just feel like it's another building block of me, you know, it's another stepping stone of me growing as a man, you know, being able to adjust to adversity. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm really confident that I could do it and do it at a high level, like I know I can, so I'm prepared. Yeah. So I only met Trey two times, and, you know, for him to say that, I think that's a big I would say that it's a big less, like, I would just say, you know, I appreciate him saying that, but, you know, it's still a lot that I would like to show and prove, and, you know, I think that's a big I'm stuck on this question right here. Sorry about that. I don't know what to say. No comment at this point.
Can you sort of walk us through what your night was like last night? I mean, a huge party, lots of friends and family.
Right.
Having to wait until, you know, pretty late in the evening to hear your name called. And then did you get any sleep before you got on the plane this morning?
I did. I slept like a baby. man, I think it was just like a lot of stress, not a stress, but a lot of weight off my back, you know, just, you know, not being in control of the situation and coming into a new environment. I was looking forward to it, but I just didn't know where, you know. I was expecting it to be Buffalo, but you never know how the draft goes and things like that. But, you know, I got a good feel, and I felt like it was something special going to happen in Buffalo when I got off the plane for my top 30 visit. But, you know, I'm blessed and I'm grateful now that, you know, I get to accomplish the goals I set out for, you know, my team and myself. I don't know yet. You know, I really don't know. I'm just trying to look forward to tomorrow, you know. But I'll let you know when I find out.
Yourself, scouting report be regarding you as press coverage versus
Yeah. still, no matter what, I still want to get better at both, you know. I feel comfortable pressing. And my back pedal, I think I'm pretty good at that as well. But, you know, I think I can always improve, you know, the little things and my fundamentals each and every day, because I feel like once you don't work it, you know, you lose it. So I'm comfortable at both, you know. But at Florida, I was required to play a lot of press man. So some people can say I probably look better at press than I do off, but, you know, I'm comfortable playing both, and, you know, I'm still eager to learn as much as I can to get better at both. So that's why I would scout myself.
Do you find yourself enjoying playing one more than the other when you have the opportunity to play off? Has a different feel to it, mm-hmm. A different scouting report to get into that game?
Yeah.
Knowing that you're going to be playing off
more? I think playing off is more reactive. Press is more you opposing your will and you basically knocking off timing of the receiver. But playing off, and that's something more reactive, and you have to be really locked in on your technique. But I think it's everything you do when it comes to press or off is all fundamentals and technique. So that's something I'm just striving to get better at. Most definitely, without a doubt. You know, at University of Florida, you know, I got boatloads of NFL receivers I went against every day in practice. You got Van Jefferson, Kyle Pitts, Freddie Swain, Kadarius Toney. The list goes on. You know, a lot of good, like, receivers and tight ends. So, I think, you know, going against, you know, Diggs and everybody else in the receiver core and the tight end core, you know, is something I look forward to. You know what I'm saying? Pushing those guys, and I'm sure they'll push me back. You know, I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk, and I don't think it's going to be too hard either. You know what I'm saying? I'm confident in myself and my abilities, and, you know, I can't wait for practice because, you know, I think I'm an ultimate competitor, and I'm sure those guys are too. So I look forward to it. Felt relieved. I felt at home. You know, when you, like, you get home and you just fall in bed before taking all your clothes off and showering, like, I just felt so relieved and so at home and so at peace. Like I said, I had no control over the draft, you know what I'm saying? I just had to go out there and compete at the combine and pro day and, you know, put your best foot forward. But at the end of the day, you don't know. You're not picking yourself, you know, so you're out of control. It's not college anymore where teams are recruiting you to go to their school. Like, you're basically trying to promote yourself. So, you know, I felt relieved when I got off the plane. I felt at home, you know, and I really believe that if something special is going to happen here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.